Well, I would have liked to jump to my feet and run out, but I couldn't do it. One whole side of my body felt dipped in pain. Slowly, I became aware of two women kneeling over me. One kept saying something again and again, but I couldn't make it out. They talked between themselves and then picked me up from the moss and sat me on the wooden walkway. I remember only one fragment of their conversation. I'm telling you, she came off the roof, ma'am. Why on earth was she carrying toilet slippers with her? Did you go up there to use the toilet, little girl? Can you hear me? What a dangerous thing you do. You're lucky you didn't break into pieces when you fell. She can't hear you, ma'am. Look at her eyes. Of course she can hear me. Say something, little girl. But I couldn't say anything. All I could do was think about how Satsu would be waiting for me opposite the Minamisa Theater, and I would never show up. The maid was sent up the street to knock on doors until she found where I'd come from, while I lay curled up in a ball in a state of shock. I was crying without tears and holding my arm, which hurt terribly, when suddenly I felt myself pulled to my feet and slapped across the face. "Foolish, foolish girl," said a voice. Auntie was standing before me in a rage, and then she pulled me out of that okia and behind her up the street. When we reached our okia, she leaned me up against the wooden door and slapped me again across the face. "Do you know what you've done?" she said to me, but I couldn't answer. "What were you thinking? Well, you've ruined everything for yourself, of all the stupid things. Foolish, foolish girl." I'd never imagined Auntie could be so angry. She dragged me into the courtyard and threw me onto my stomach on the walkway. I began to cry in earnest now, for I knew what was coming. But this time, instead of beating me half-heartedly, as she had done before, Auntie poured a bucket of water over my robe to make the rod sting all the more, and then struck me so hard I couldn't even draw a breath. When she was done beating me, she threw the rod onto the ground and rolled me over onto my back. "You'll never be a geisha now," she cried. "I warned you not to make a mistake like this, and now there's nothing I or anyone else can do to help you." I heard nothing more of what she said because of the terrible screams from farther up the walkway. Granny was giving Pumpkin a beating for not having kept a better eye on me.